The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. He's John Chiron. I'm Anthony Gazenza. You can get this show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Art19 and on Cincy Jungle. Get it how you can. We've got a lot of good material coming up, as well as our normal show. So please check it out. Keep tuned to us. We appreciate all of the support. And there's been a lot of new listeners, it seems like, in the live broadcast, which is awesome as well. We're going to get out of here with listener questions. I've already got one teed up. We're going to try and maybe take one more beyond that. You can give us a call or shoot us a text, 949-542-6241.
I think I know who this is.
This is the Orange and Black Insider. Who's this?
Hey, Tom,
it's Terrell. Terrell. Yes, Terrell. Oh, we thought we had somebody else, but John thought.
You're going on a road, man. You go opposite.
Yeah, I know. John thought it was somebody else on the line. But we are happy to have you, sir. We're gonna get to our game in just a second here, but what can we answer for you tonight, buddy?
Head coach Nick Cooper thinks he's wearing that completely. I basically think that the Bengals waiting for Eric Manning to get known with his name this weekend. And he might have common courtesy of him not thinking about being a head coach, so he went out with the help get his own finish with the game. So that's what I think. And then second thing is worst come to worst, as if it be internal, a lot of people here thinking about Baron Simmons and maybe Minnesota, but if I was to say outside, I think it's Devin Manini and the guy Monken.
Monken, yeah.
Monken and Ben Joseph and Baron Simmons. So that's my top four winding down to the last weekend of this week. And I'm kind of worried that Le'Veon Bell might go to the Ravens, man. So I'm kind of worried about that too. I think he's gonna stay in the AFC because he wanna get revenge on the Steelers and he wanna pick up on us.
That would not be good. Thanks for the call, Terrell. Interesting stuff, and I think a lot of us are in agreement with you in terms of the Bengals are probably. I think common sense tells you they're probably waiting for one of these guys. Thanks for the call, by the way, Terrell. They're waiting for one of these guys for this weekend to pass. I mean, I think that's kind of what we're thinking, right, John?
Yeah, I think best case scenario would be for them at least that the Colts and the Cowboys win, so the Chiefs and the Rams are out of the playoffs, and they can, I guess, make that decision final as quick as possible, but. Yeah. It's probably not going to happen, so I guess we're just going to be left in the dark for a little bit longer.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bieniemy's probably at one of the top of the list. But what do you think about what he just said about Le'Veon Bell? I didn't think about that.
He said
the Ravens. A lot of people think he might go to the Colts. I think the bridge is burned, obviously, for Pittsburgh. I don't think that's happening again. And then, obviously, Pittsburgh proved – this year, that they can run the ball with basically anybody. Connor and then the other kid that they had ended up having a 100-yard game for him as well at some point. So, I mean, that's kind of plug and play there. But what do you think about Bell and the Ravens? That's interesting.
That'd be such a pity signing because he would obviously get more opportunity and more money with the Colts because they have, I think, 120 in cap space and they have a proven offensive line and mind to work with. And even if, you know, Marlon Mack is ascending there, I'm sure Frank Reich could get the most out of both of them and, you know, make him worth his money. But going to the Ravens would be such an in-your-face kind of thing because I don't think they can pay him what the Colts can. And I think their backfield is pretty much set as well with what they have, and how he would work with Lamar Jackson would be extremely interesting. But they don't, he would just be going there to prove a point, I guess. And I have to, I guess, respect that if he decides to do it. But if this whole thing was about him getting the biggest bag, I don't know why going to Baltimore would be the answer to that.
It would simply be to stick it to the Steelers twice a year and potentially the Bengals. So like Terrell said, that would not be good. I would just like to see him just get out of the division. Just, you know, I don't think the Bengals need to face him twice a year. We could have talked about this one when we talked about Mike Munchak, I guess, John. But we got a text earlier in the program from, let me see the area code. From 513, well, that's Cincinnati area code, so shocker. I didn't get the name of the person, unfortunately, but, just two words and a question mark, Greg Williams.
I don't really have a strong opinion on this because, like, I think he's funny as a meme. And like I kind of like to pretend that he's not like an actual person. He's just kind of like an alien kind of figure that just says random football things from here and then. But he did surprise me in Cleveland and how, you know, players rallied behind him and how he was able to effectively utilize and elevate that defense to the level that it should have performed because there was a lot of raw talent on that defense and he ended up making it work. And it was again a strong unit after it was 2017. So, you know, I think Cleveland handled the situation perfectly in hiring Kitchens and letting Kitchens pick his own staff and clearing out most of that staff, which one of them ended up being Ken Zampezi, the quarterback coach. But yeah, I think that Williams will probably find another job because of the job that he did. I think he's like the third winningest coach in Browns history in terms of winning percentage after going like 5-3. So
crazy.
I think he does still have a future in this league, but if the new head coach likes him at defensive coordinator, then I guess, you know, there's reason to support that, but I guess he's not my first choice, but he did surprise me this year, and he's now considered a person in my eyes and not just some figment of my imagination.
For head coach right now, I'd kind of say let's maybe go a different direction, but for defensive coordinator, I would be on board with that, especially because of, like you said, how the Browns rallied around him, some of the things that the Browns were able to do. And you know, he collected some talent there on that Browns defense, and he made it work. There are some talented players and young talented players on that defense that the Bengals will have to deal with for a long time. Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward. The list kind of goes on and on. I don't know how old he is, but Schobert, the linebacker, he seems to make some plays a lot as well. He's a decent player. So, a lot of good pieces on that defense, and Greg Williams probably not only helped bring those pieces in, but also groom them into productive NFL players. We're going to get out of here with this one. It's kind of a tag team question from two people in our live YouTube chat. This question, normally I wouldn't answer it this time of year, but I think it's pertinent because the Bengals are now searching for a new head coach, and I think the discussion kind of needs to be had. This will probably change after free agency, but Vignesh Arasu says, what position do you think the Bengals should draft in the first round this year? And Peter Nefa says, should they use the first round pick for a quarterback understudy for a year? Is that the way to go? Your thoughts there very early in the process here, John?
I think at the moment there's like one clear quarterback that you would want to sit behind Dalton for a year to then take over. I think that's Haskins. And I don't think that they'll be able to get Haskins unless they trade up and
Right.
For the Bengals that we know, at least, that's not a likely possibility. As Earl Minich said, you know, it doesn't have to be a great quarterback class. There just has to be a great quarterback period for your team. And honestly, it's still a little bit early to clearly say that with any conviction, because there is some intriguing names, but there's not a lot of guys that the data in terms of predicting quarterback success really supports besides Haskins. But yeah, if they're, you know, they could pull the Bills and just, you know, defy, you know, conventional thinking. And if they truly, you know, buy into a guy, then they have a plan, and at least you can kind of rally behind that. But as far as right now, the position that they should look at, I think it has to be either offensive tackle or linebacker. I think there has to be a certain time where we just, you know, they just nail down the linebacker position in a true manner, whether that's an actual free agent signing to a multi-year deal or just go out and get a guy who's a clear-cut blue-chip prospect. And maybe there's that guy in the draft, and that guy like Devin White from LSU. We don't even know if he's going to declare for the draft, but he would probably be that early favorite now. And if it's not linebacker, then maybe they shore up that right tackle spot, because at least they have some solidity along three positions on that line. Maybe they can get away with a bad guard if they, you know, a bad right guard, I should say, if they pair him up next to a competent right tackle. And I think if they find that guy at 11th overall, then they should probably pull the trigger if they don't have a linebacker there.
Yeah, and I think, from what I've read a little bit on the tackles this year, there's not a bunch of strong ones. I mean, there's kind of some ones that are pretty good. I mean, even one of the guys, if you watch the national championship game, and by the way, we were going to talk about some of those players this week, but that played in that game, but too much going on with the coaching stuff. But if you looked at, I his name escapes me at the moment, but their starting left tackle, he was pegged as basically a top 15 pick this year. He kind of got thrown around.
Oh, Jonah Williams.
Yeah, thank you. He got thrown around a little bit by the Clemson defensive line, which a lot of players do, because that Clemson defensive line is insane. But, maybe he's more suited as a right tackle, whatever, in the NFL. But, that was a little disheartening. He's going to go up against as good, if not better, competition in the NFL. So that, you know, that's not great. So maybe at that point, maybe he's a little bit of a reach at 11. And then you say, well, then there's the Devin White kid from LSU, and that position is sorely needed at linebacker. You see the effect Roquan Smith had on the Bears this year. This kid from LSU is just like that. He's probably a little bit more stocky, a little bit more of the middle linebacker type, I think, but can just make a lot of different plays, like a Roquan Smith. I really wanted Roquan Smith last year, mm-hmm. If the Bengals were able to grab him. But it depends on the coach. Personally, I'm kind of saying, well, you got your new head coach. You're going to have a new defensive coordinator. I think a lot of people want the move to quarterback, but maybe just after so much change, maybe early on you kind of go a little more safe. You kind of, you know, what Marvin did, even though he wasn't a head coach at the time, but what Marvin, a new head coach, what Marvin did in 2011, they took the safest player in the draft in AJ Green at number four, and they just said, that's where we're going. And maybe that's what they do this year. So I agree with you, John. I think offensive line or linebacker is probably the way to go. Depending on who they hire, though, if it's Bieniemy or one of these guys from the Rams, maybe even Monken, I don't know. They may be saying what they're selling is, we're moving away from Dalton and we're doing something else. And maybe that's enough for Mike Brown to go and say, okay, we'll give you the capital to go up and get a Haskins or something like that. We'll see. Thanks for the questions, guys. We're running a little late. We're running a little long. We started late tonight, unfortunately, but we've got to get out of here for time purposes. You can keep your eyes and ears not only to this podcast, The Orange and Black Insider, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, Cincy Jungle, and Art 19, but you can also keep your eyes and ears to cincyjungle.com. We'll have all the updates, news, analysis. I have to pat us on the back. We're pretty quick on the news front in terms of breaking news, and so not only that, like I said, opinion analysis, all that good stuff. So keep it there as well. For John Sheeran, I'm Anthony Cazenza. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. It's Neil Patel, editor-in-chief of The Verge. I host a podcast every week called The Vergecast with my friends Paul Miller and Dieter Bohn. We've got a rotating cast of characters from our entire site, which is about technology, how it impacts culture, and how that is all a big cycle that causes us to have a wide variety of feelings that you can listen to every Friday. We've done over 300 episodes in the 6 years since The Verge has been around, but you only need to listen to one, the latest one, to get caught up on everything in tech news. Vergecast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere else you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.